Mr. Trump had come under increasing pressure in recent days to take action as governors and mayors across America declared states of emergency in their own jurisdictions. The president's move will free up $50 billion for state and local governments to be reimbursed in such areas as emergency workers, medical supplies, and virus testing. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a virus aid measure has passed the U.S. House and goes to the Senate next week for a vote, then on to the White House. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We have an effective stimulus to the economy, injecting those resources as well as, with this bill, putting funds in the pockets of people who may be affected by the crisis.
President Trump says he fully supports the measure. It provides paid sick and family leave for those affected by the virus. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including children who stand to lose free meals if their schools are shut down. The president also said he is ordering that interest payments on federal student loans be waived until further notice. In a message to the world, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it is time for all nations to declare war on the coronavirus.
This is a time for prudence, not panic, science, not stigma, facts, not fear. Even though the situation has been classified as a pandemic, it is one we can control.
A barrage of rockets today hit an Iraqi base where U.S.-led coalition forces are stationed. Five coalition members and two Iraqi soldiers were reportedly wounded. A coalition spokesman said 25 rockets hit the base. The unusual daytime assault on Camp Taji came just days after a similar attack on the base killed two American service members and a British medic, wounding at least 14 others. From Washington, this is VOA News. When Pope Francis recites the Angelus Prayer tomorrow in the Vatican, it will be live-streamed in a dramatic technological break with centuries-old tradition. This as coronavirus